Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Hey, welcome back on the Soccer Show. Our thanks to Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, and Clock Tower Inn. Dan McNally of the Yellow Jackets will rejoin us. We'll recap the weekend and look ahead. They next play at home on Halloween with Western Washington again. Back with more on the Soccer Show.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Back on the Soccer Show, our thanks to Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Chevy Hummer, and Farmers Insurance, First Interstate Bank. Well, Coach, you look at one of those things like in a series or in a season, in a conference record, you know, if you're either that pivotal game 4 or 5, you're either 3-1 or the other team goes to 2-2, and it just didn't work out for you this weekend. With talk a little bit about the weekend with Northwest Nazarene and Western Washington.
It's been a very disappointing weekend. There's no other way to describe it. We didn't play well this weekend. I mean, there is a lot of incidents that happened throughout both games that didn't go our way. But the bottom line is we didn't play well in the first half against Northwest Nazarene. We never got going, and that led to a lot of problems in that game. And it's disappointing. We're 9-6. I feel we're a better team than that. But the bottom line is we're not, because we don't have more wins. So all we can do now is have a good 10 days of practice, really focus on the next game against Western Washington, and focus on getting our 10th win that guarantees a winning season, and then we'll see where the chips fall. But very disappointing weekend. We didn't perform at the highest level we can, and in the end we probably got what we deserved, which is nothing.
Well, Northwest Nazarene, it looked like a physical contest. Are you guys good at those, or is it sometimes, you know, we don't want to blame, you know, the stripes for that, but how did you see the game with all the cards?
Well, it was a very physical game. I can't really talk about how I really feel, because okay, if I do, I'll get myself in trouble. But, you know, it was a very physical game. I felt things didn't go our way, and it was an extremely, extremely difficult situation for our guys to handle there. And but we didn't. For whatever, we did our best in the second half, but it wasn't good enough. And I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself.
And then Western Washington, now how do you handle that? You go back against them. You know, they had a few more shots. Were you happy with the? You know, did you need more pressure offensively, or you know, with Western's shots, was there more pressure, or just the 1-0 loss on Sunday against the Vikings?
The big problem we had against Western Washington is one of our best players, Jeremy De Hera, who's critical to how we play, central midfield player who's got a lot of size and strength. He was suspended for the game because he got a red card the previous game. So we really missed Jeremy, and it was a real, real disappointment for us that he couldn't play, because one of their best players is the central midfield player who's very strong, and we need Jeremy matched up with him. And that really put us at a disadvantage. But the guys worked hard. Western Washington's a good team. It's a difficult place to play. And we're just looking forward to getting them back to play at MSUB in 10 days. And we'll give them a real good game.
Okay, Coach, we'll talk about that when we come back, the layoff, and more right after this on the Soccer Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back on the Soccer Show. Shine Pro, Perkins, and Rimrock Stages, some of the corporate partners for Yellow Jacket Athletics. And Coach, how do you address this now? You've got the 10-day layoff. Maybe your team rests a little bit. Everybody's banged up at this time of the year, but then you come back straight right back with the the next team. The good thing is you get another crack at them soon. The bad thing is a long layoff, and it'll probably seem forever for the 10 or 12 days to try to 11 days to play these guys again.
Yeah, well, I think we need the layoff. I think we've played a lot of games. We've done well. This team's 9-6, you know. I mean, it's not like we've had a bad season. We're having a good season. It's just we've had a bad weekend, and we need some time to reflect on what happened. But we also need a week of practice to work on a few things that we need to get better at and to get healthy, which will happen. And then we can start up again against Western Washington at home, and it's going to be a great night. It's our senior night. And if we get the win, then we've achieved our first goal of having a winning season and winning 10 games, and we'll move on from there.
And talk about the compare and contrast from, I guess, a different thing on the road, but what are you looking to, in other words, to get the victory on Halloween, what do you need to do a little bit better than you may or may not have done on Sunday? Obviously, the offense and register a goal and such, but talk about the things you'll be working on, what you can talk about and what you'd like to talk about with practices, series of days, which you got a lot of time to regroup.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing we're going to do is we're going to work hard on our fitness, because we've played so many games and we've travelled. I think the guys have lost a touch of fitness, so we're going to improve that over the next 10 days. And then we've just got to work on everything. I mean, understanding what we have to do defensively against Western Washington, and then understanding how we're going to break them down and score some goals. And we've got the players to do it. I'm confident of that. It's just a case of working hard and getting it done.
What about your seniors? Talk a little bit about them.
Well, I think I'm emotional today because of them. Justin Hoskins has been an absolutely great player here at MSUB, on and off the field. His character has really helped turn this program around from being no good to being a very good program. And Justin has been amazing for MSUB men's soccer. And it's going to be sad that it's his last home game on Friday, next Friday. But I'm sure he's looking forward to it. And Brian Husky and Jarrell Linford, two guys that have been with me for 4 years. They've been with me through the bad times, and they've been with me through when we've had success. So those three guys really have made a massive impact in our program, and they'll always be remembered.
I guess, as you mentioned, that is a good point where the first class, your first class being here, I can't believe the 4 years have gone by that fast.
It's amazing, it seems like so much has happened, but sometimes as a coach you lose sight of what this is all about, and just to see the people that Jarrell Linford and Brian Husky and Justin Hoskins have now become, and the maturity and the way that they're going to go on and have success in their lives, I'd like to think that being part of this program has helped them, and they're a credit to themselves and their family.
And we were talking to some of the other coaches here at MSUB and not only maybe on Friday and then on the weekend and such and in the last 4 years, but you'll notice it, and I guess the coaches say you'll even see it more in years to come. At least you hope you see it.
Yeah, of course. These guys, they're going to be big successes in their life, and I'm excited to see what they go on and do.
Coach, thanks for the visit.
Thank you.
Okay, Dan McNally on the Soccer Show. We'll come back to wrap it up right after this timeout on the Soccer Show.
Nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do.
Best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter. Nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Denny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back. Our thanks to Sign Pro, Jackets and Company, and Perkins. Our thanks to Dan McNally. Don't forget the Yellow Jackets' next action, a doubleheader on Halloween. Can't forget that. On Friday, the women and then the men will play at following the match on Halloween, Western Washington for both schools. So get out and support Yellow Jacket Athletics on Senior Day for the men and the final home game at the CO2. So COT, we'll see you out there on Halloween. You've been listening to The Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.